All right, so we're going to play our next thing here. Ultimate Movie Championship brought to you by Cutthroat Comics, cutthroatcomics.com. New comic coming out very soon.
Stingray.
Is that the name of it?
I believe so.
I'm down.
I could be wrong.
That's all right.
I hope I'm not.
Everybody go check out cutthroatcomics.com. So this is the game where we put two movies to the test. One will win. Well, one is cinema. One is crap. Not always. Some are both cinema, and it's a very difficult decision.
Well, you keep talking, because I got to go to the bathroom all right. for this one.
Keith has got to go unload his bladder, because he's a small child, and that's why he lives with me. So the name of the game, go to flickchart.com. That's where we play it. Go to our site, flickchart.com/IDP, and you can check out our top, I don't know, it's probably 100 lists, but you can check out our top 20 lists, and that's what we're building up here. So the website gives us two movies, and we discuss and try to figure out which one of the two movies we enjoy the most. Because we were reviewing the new Ghostbusters, we were going to do the 80s. Let me explain this. So on this whole thing, you can also choose different decades and different categories. We've been going by the website specifically. This is the first time we've ever narrowed it down to a decade. So we're doing the 80s because the original Ghostbusters is from the 80s. And Keith, can you grab me a few beers?
Yes.
And so we're doing the 80s version of the Ultimate Movie Championship. And the first matchup we have is Police Academy versus Top Gun.
Now this
I'm excited for this.
Police Academy, the original versus yes, Top Gun.
Absolutely. And I'm interested because we've only done, like in the bar graph of this game, like most of them are 90s, a few 2000s. And like there's like
a bunch of random like 50s and yeah, 60s.
Every once in a while. But yeah, so we're doing specifically 80s. So Police Academy versus Top Gun. I mean, I got to go Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Yeah.
Bam.
Good job, Iceman.
Fuck yeah, Maverick.
Yeah. It's Top Gun. I don't mind that poster. All right. Next up, we got...
Wait.
Well, that's totally not the 80s. 1980s.
Well, regardless, I haven't seen Dirch Boost.
Wait, here, can I do this? Undo. Wait, no, I don't want to undo. Oh, we can undo. Holy shit. Okay. That do it right? Well, let's see here. Let's just do whatever the fuck they give
fuck
us.
Fuck it, man. That. We thought it was going to work.
From Dusk Till Dawn versus American Psycho.
Now, that From Dusk Till Dawn cool poster is fucking awesome. It looks like a fan thing.
It's probably like... Usually it's different countries.
Oh, regardless. American Psycho?
Yep. American Psycho. I got to return some videotapes. All right. This is ridiculous. Oh, wait. No, that's not. Hold on. Let's go back here. Let's try this shit again.
That was... that was a rough one, too.
Yeah.
But you haven't seen Watchmen.
Nope. I haven't. Nope. That's just our list. So this is our first time trying this out, people.
Yeah, so stick with us. Rank We're movies. Trying to rank fucking movies from the 80s, and it's not going to let us.
By date. Decade.
80s. And here we go.
All right, let's try this again.
I've never seen.
Yep, 3 O'Clock High versus Little Mermaid. So 3 O'Clock High, go bye-bye. Airplane 2, the sequel. Versus The Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Airplane 2 is... Well,
this is weird.
It's because funny.
Just for the audience, we were both born in 81.
81.
80, 81, but almost 81 for me.
Yeah.
So this is the movies that came out in the first decade of our life. So there might be a few that we haven't seen too many of. Although we've seen both of these.
I'm going to probably say if most of them on here from the 80s, I've probably seen.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see. There's already been some, right? Maybe not. The Little Mermaid, right?
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid. All right.
These aren't going to be from the 80s. Oh, shit, they are.
Oh, shit. So we got Fish. Oh, wait. Fish Called
Wanda. Fish Called Wanda versus Porky's. I've seen both of these.
Yeah, yeah.
Porky's is a...
Now,
Porky's may be the first movie that started the teen comedy.
It was one of the old school, the 80s. There might, yeah, maybe, yeah.
Started 80s, the American Pie.
Grungy.
The fucking...
Although this was way worse. Because this was like, well, not way worse. There's no scene of like an adult grabbing a child's dick.
There is.
American Pie, there's not.
Oh.
In this,
yeah,
there is.
There's a kid fucking a pie.
There's an adult grabbing... There's a school... Adult at school grabbing a child's dick. That could never happen today. You could not put out that same
version.
That's what the character does in the movie. That behavior you could not put out in a movie today. I mean, you could, but it'd be a completely different movie. That's like Spotlight. That would be a scene in Spotlight.
Was a good movie?
I remember watching it, but it was like so long ago. Like I've watched a Fish Called Wanda once. I've watched American Porky's.
I owned Porky's.
I never did, but I remember watching it. I think I was able
to
record it.
Right before I moved out here.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Like, because I left, I didn't have enough room in my car for a lot of shit. I watched some of my DVDs that I knew were going to be fucking gone with the wind.
Yeah.
And I just fucking threw in Porky's for old time's sake. And I loved it. I loved it again, and I'm voting Porky's.
The funniest part about that story you just told is the fact that DVDs are, like, that big. And, like, you brought, like, a cubic ton of clothes with you. So it's like, you could have fit them in.
Yeah, but they were in the cases, and it takes up a lot. I'm not just taking the DVD. That's why I left it there, because there's always a chance I could get shit fucking...
That's true. You're just keeping it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, Porky's. I mean, this is going to be... Yeah, this is going to be interesting to see how this fucks up our list. Although, I don't know how... We don't have that many from the 80s.
Weekend at Bernie's versus
yes.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Yeah, I mean, this one's easy for me now.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
I love Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, too. But Weekend at Bernie's is one of my favorite 80s movies.
Yeah.
But Bernie Lomax is his name.
I hear references to Weekend at Bernie's. I don't know if it's just because of MMA... But it seems like I hear a lot of Weekend at Bernie's references.
I threatened a Weekend at Bernie's you when I moved here.
It's true. I mean, that's part of it. It's just me, I guess. He just wants me as a puppet. All right, Weekend at Bernie's. Octopussy, haven't seen.
Haven't seen Octopussy.
Versus Twins.
But I have seen Twins.
I'm enjoying this so far. Twins is a good one. Great Balls of Fire.
I have seen that, too. Great Balls of Fire.
That's where I found out that
Jerry Lee Lewis
was a pedophile.
Killer.
Married his cousin, 13-year-old
cousin. 13-year-old cousin. And he also killed a guy. That's why they call him
so
killer.
So is fucking what's her face? Or his well, it was his, now it's her face. Caitlyn Jenner.
Ah, yeah, she did.
She killed the guy. I don't know if
it
was
a guy.
I think
it was a lady.
She killed somebody.
She killed someone.
Didn't
with a car, but he murdered someone.
That's true. All right. So versus, by the way, a movie nobody wanted to make. No one wanted to be in it. Arnold made it all happen. Ended up getting 100% of the royalties or shit. He makes more money off of that movie than any movie that he's done.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So
the movie's terrible.
Twins is. I mean, it's a funny 80s comedy. You got to think of an 80s comedy fucking thing compared to nowadays.
I've rewatched it within the last two years too. And it's fucking
not the greatest movie.
Terrible.
It's not terrible. Maybe I was.
I go with Great Balls of Fire on this.
Are you
Dennis
serious?
Quaid was fucking great
in
that movie.
Get the fuck out of here. Twins, 100,000%.
Oh, come on.
It wasn't that good of a movie.
It's terrible. The concept is,
yeah,
Arnold Schwarzenegger,
dude, it's
the
80s
most
comedy.
Jacked dude on earth, is twin brothers with Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Because
he
like got all the fucking awesomeness.
That's what they're trying to do with this Secrets of Service bullshit with fucking Kevin Hart and The Rock. It's the exact same bullshit. They're just regurgitating.
Yeah.
But this was like the best version of it.
Brothers.
This is the best version of that shit. There's tons of fucking copycats out there.
You didn't like Great Balls of Fire? I thought
Dennis
right. Quaid was great in that
it was
movie.
Right.
I think that movie is like the template for shit like Ray and Walk the Line.
Yeah, but all of those movies.
The Doors.
Twins is still.
I think this came out before all of them.
That's fine. I don't give a shit if
it
opened
the
door for those.
I think it's probably the first.
I don't.
Biopic
like,
for
music
a musician.
Biopics
from
are like boom, Ray. Like there's some good
Ray was
ones,
great.
But it's like that's not a great one.
I'm not
and
saying
it's going
it was
up
great,
a classic.
But it's better against.
It's going up a fucking classic.
Twins is not a classic.
Oh, a thousand. When you're Arnold Schwarzenegger and all the movies you've done, and you're making more money off of that
that's
than anyone.
Just because
of
a technicality. That's the least, maybe one of the least favorite movies he's done. By
dude, that is one of the. Guaranteed one of the top movies people would add to the list.
Well, I
of
would
Arnold
say the
Schwarzenegger
worst
movies.
One was the Junior where he was pregnant.
Yeah, I never saw
that's
that one.
Terrible.
There's a lot of shitty movies he's done. There's a shit.
I'm going Rotten Tomatoes on this one because right. I am not. All right. I'm not betting on that. Twins sucks a dick.
Jesus. This is depressing.
Was it Great Balls of Fire?
Great Balls of Fire.
Great Balls of
Dennis
Fire.
Quaid, Winona Ryder. 63?
63.
I'm all right with that.
I don't know.
I'm all right with that.
Versus Twins.
Yes!
Ugh,
34. 34. Suck it.
That's so depressing.
Eat
We're
it,
going
Twins.
With a movie about a goddamn pedophile.
Pedophile murderer.
Yeah, so he's a great guy.
I love him.
Let's vote for Trump while we're at it. So we're going Star Trek
Five.
I've never seen that. I mean, if I have, I don't remember it.
Versus yeah, I agree. Like, I've probably seen it, but I don't remember it enough to judge it.
I've only seen a couple of them.
Oh, shit.
That's a better poster for Full Metal Jacket versus The Neverending Story. Now, this one's difficult.
This is fucking hard. If it was just the first half of Full Metal Jacket, maybe I vote for Full Metal Jacket. But The Neverending Story for me was fucking my childhood.
I know.
I've watched that movie probably 50 times.
Yes. So Neverending Story.
The Neverending Story.
Because it's a full movie of goodness versus
a full movie of goodness.
A half movie
versus
of
a
great,
half movie of fucking craziness
of,
and then a weird Vietnam thing.
And then the same kind of shit from the 70s that they keep dragging out. Yeah, Neverending Story.
The Southern Oracles.
Whew. Oh my god.
But it's part three.
Oh, okay.
It makes it a whole different. It makes it a whole different thing.
I didn't see that. Princess Bride.
This is
from
the
what
one
I
that I
was
talking
Karate
about
Kid.
Where he fights the ponytail guy and the flat top guy that looks like Sage Northcutt.
Yeah. Yeah, this yeah.
That's
he
what
goes
three
to
is.
Japan, right?
No, that's,
no?
Two.
That's two.
So you might not have seen this
I
one.
May have, I swear I've seen it. I know
There's
I've
a,
seen
the
next
local
Karate
tournament.
Kid. I've seen the with what's her face,
Hilary Swank.
Yeah, and then I know I've seen two. Two's the one with the drums.
Two's the one with the
yeah
drums.
So this one is back in the U.S.
Back in the U.S.
Okay.
There's a ponytail guy who starts a dojo, and he's picked up this young. It's like a Sage Northcutt. Kid's got a flat top, blonde kid.
Yeah.
And then fucking they start fights with both. It's not great.
It's so crazy that I may not. I'm
so
I'm gonna go.
We'll
never
go,
seen
never
it.
Never seen it. Just because if
like,
you can't remember any of it, you've never seen it.
I know.
You've never seen it.
I may have. You're describing people's looks.
That is the
I've
entire
never
movie.
Seen Blood Beach.
No, neither have I.
Never heard of it. Man. Okay. I've seen Wall Street.
I have seen Wall Street. And The Princess Bride beats it for me.
Yeah, for sure. Wall Street's
Wall
a great,
Street's
movie,
a great movie. Came out the same year. Yeah.
But
Charlie Sheen.
Here's the thing with
Michael
the
80s. Michael Douglas.
When it's from the 80s, nostalgia is a huge chunk of what the fuck is going on.
Wall Street's still not a better movie in general.
If they both came out today, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a better movie. I mean, just because it doesn't have effects to be outdated.
Yeah,
I love Princess Bride.
And if they
Bride,
both
I'm
came out
you.
Today, the effects will be fucking mind
Not
blowing.
Not necessarily,
on Princess Bride.
Because I don't know if you've seen some of the shitty movies that come out all the time with dog shit. Just because we just happened to see one that had one of the best graphics of all time doesn't mean they all come out with great.
I
shit.
I go to the movies with you, so we've seen the same movies.
Yeah, like the ones even on TV, there's or on the fucking Netflix and shit. There's a lot of new movies that are dog shit, but for sure, it's Princess Bride, as you wish, man, as you wish. Conceivable. All right. So, oh, this one's easy.
This one's easy,
surprising.
But still.
RoboCop versus Beetlejuice. Is what
and it's
doing.
Beetlejuice.
There's a lot of movies so far. I'm not. There's. Yeah, I'm glad that there's not movies that I haven't seen. Yeah, Beetlejuice, too, for me.
RoboCop, awesome movie.
Yeah, I saw it a few times. Like, I never had it, but friends had it, and I watched it, and it was cool. It was, like, you know, really gory, like, you know, violence.
Tits, drugs,
and but Beetlejuice is, come on, Beetlejuice is amazing, and I wouldn't be saying that depending
Dale.
On there's other movies where I've trashed Beetlejuice, but this against RoboCop, I am not
Daylight
trashing breeding.
We
just watched that recently, Beetlejuice. So Superman 2.
I couldn't tell you what Halloween 2
versus
is.
Halloween 2.
I have seen Superman 2. All
right, so Superman 2 versus Porky's. I mean, Superman 2
is a really
pretty
good
classic.
Zod,
old. Yep. They get caught in the mirror thing that flies away.
The
aren't
negative
they characters in, or do they use those characters in the Man of Steel?
Yes, Zod and
yeah.
I don't know, man. Even though I've owned Porky's and I love it as a comedy, like Superman 2 is pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, I like Superman 2. I mean, they're. It depends, man. This one is like depends on what fucking mood I'm in. And
it's definitely
since Porky's
depending.
Already got one, I'm good with going with Superman 2.
I'm good with going on to all Superman right. 2 all on right. this
Give
one.
Give Superman 2 some love. All right. Major League versus Raging Bull. Now,
Raging Bull is a way better movie, yeah. But Major League is what I'm voting for. Because
I,
of no other reason.
Raging Bull was one of the first, like, films that I, like, kind of as a kid, I guess. Like, I watched it, and even though it was, like, it's Raging Bull, long, kind of slow at moments, it takes its time, it's, a, you know, completely different movie than Major League. Comedy versus one of the best dramas ever made. By some of the best actors and directors that work in the business. I mean, for me,
I still want to watch Major League more right now.
Dude, I would not mind watching Raging Bull. I haven't watched that in a long time.
I
really
either,
enjoy Raging
Bull. But I still want
to
watch
like,
Major
bad.
League.
Bad. Right. I feel bad just because
if
going
you, if
to
you
the judges.
The, I, yeah.
But
yeah,
it's like, I do, out of the two, I don't, I like, I enjoyed Major League. Kind of, it never really stuck with me. I was never obsessed.
I was a
I probably
baseball
just never
player
owned it.
For a long time.
Yeah, that's probably why
when
I didn't
it
like
came
it.
Out, I was playing baseball. I collected baseball cards. I lived in Ohio.
Yeah.
It's the Cleveland Indians.
Well, then that's that. I get
it's
it.
Very,
I get it. You got a connection
I've
to
got
it.
A connection.
That's why
to
I feel
it.
Bad.
You're
going to
pull
the
card, aren't you?
I'm not.
You have to.
Listen,
I mean, if you have
listen,
to,
like
I knew
I'm
I was going
to win
the other one.
Yeah. All right. So I'm just curious to see where these go.
Damn.
I mean, Raging Bull.
Sorry,
listen, Major
League.
League might come up again. We're doing 80s here. Raging Bull.
It's got to be high 80s.
Where are we going with
low
first?
90s.
Raging
are we going
Bull?
Raging Bull
first? All
right. Might as well throw out the Trump card.
Don't. That should be changed, that saying. All mention of Trump.
97. Fuck. Okay.
I mean, that's why I'm not really nervous
Major
at all.
League.
I'm just curious.
No, I knew. I said it from the beginning.
Yeah. It was the first one, right?
Yeah.
Major Pain.
82.
Respect to that.
Respect.
That's all you're getting, though, because you're not getting the vote, but definitely getting a lot of respect. Comedy. 82 comedy. I think that's better. I want to put that up against Ghostbusters after I click Raging Bull. All right. 82 versus the newest Ghostbusters. All right. 73.
But again,
certified
first week,
fresh.
It'll fucking...
Nah, it's been... That's what I saw it at, like... I mean, it hasn't really changed much over the weekend. And it wasn't that bad. Like, I don't mind.
I haven't seen About Last Night.
Me either. So, Beverly Hills Cop 2 versus Labyrinth.
So, the Labyrinth is what we're going to pick.
Yeah, I guess I'd go with Labyrinth over Beverly Hills 2.
David Bowie died this year.
That doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't really mean
the
anything.
The year's not over yet. Fucking
the Dark Crystal. Oh, this is like a crazy fucking... Like, the Dark Crystal kind of was like what people considered... A labyrinth-ish.
Yeah. I mean, it's Jim Henson again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Versus Dead Poets Society.
I like Dead Poets Society.
I like it too. Like, but I have
barely any connection to both of these. I know I've seen them both.
Yeah, I've seen them both.
I was way younger when I saw Dark Crystal versus Dead Poets
Society.
Dead
Poets Society is one of those movies where I've never felt the urge to rewatch it.
I saw it. I've never had the urge to
rewatch
it.
Sit on the desk and shit. I get
it. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The Dark Crystal, I would probably try to rewatch, but turn off after like 15 minutes.
I'd probably enjoy Dead Poets Society more.
Probably would now. Yeah. I'll go Dead Poets Society.
Good with that. All right, next up, Evil Dead 2 versus Hellraiser 1.
I've definitely watched both of these.
Okay.
Hellraiser 1 is the fucking...
Both of these, but I just based on properties, I'd guess I'd go with Evil Dead 2.
Absolutely.
Like, I have so...
Evil Dead 2.
Things, like, I
Evil
know
Dead
I've seen
1
them.
Is such a student
Two is
movie.
The best one.
Two's the best out of the Evil Dead, but Army of Darkness is by far the best out of all three of them, in my opinion.
Those are that's a franchise I'd like to revisit.
Sam Raimi.
Yeah. That doesn't necessarily mean
Spider-Man, good. Spider-Man,
Evil
Spider-Man.
Evil Dead 2?
Yeah, Evil Dead 2.
Dude, my fucking brow. Have you seen it twitching?
No.
I can feel it.
Might be in your brain.
I feel it. I mean, I could like touch it and feel it, but it may not be. Anyway, I don't know if I've seen Muttons.
The Mutts Take Manhattan?
The Muttons in Manhattan?
The
Muppets Take Manhattan. I don't think I've seen that. Versus Lethal Weapon 2, for sure seen that. Have you seen? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them both.
Yeah. Popeye, another Robin Williams classic.
For one of his first.
Yep. Versus Lethal Weapon 2. This is weird. This is like childhood versus like teen years for me. Because that's where... You know, I got into Lethal Weapon.
Robin Williams and the chick from The Shining and Popeye or...
Super goofy comedy.
But done very well. And
it was done,
really
I haven't revisited
Popeye.
It, but yeah. I enjoyed it as a child.
There's Bluto and...
Yeah,
like, they sure. got a good dude to play. Yeah. Like
Good
they
live
really,
action interpretation.
Live action.
They made it look like the cartoon a lot as much as possible.
That's
great casting.
But it's terrible
it's
movie.
It's Popeye
versus
Lethal Weapon 2. Getting too old for this
diplomatic
shit,
immunity.
Yeah. But you're black.
You're black.
But you're black.
I'm black.
Okay.
No, he's not.
He's not in that one?
No.
God damn it.
That's three.
Lethal Weapon 2.
Leo Getz was his name.
Yeah. Because whatever you need, Leo Getz.
Adventures
in Babysitting.
Love
versus
it.
Versus A Nightmare on Elm Street 2, Freddy's Revenge.
Don't remember if I've seen it.
Yeah. So we'll see. So Adventures in Babysitting versus They Live.
Ooh.
I've never seen They Live. Bomb dropped. Decimation. I knew when that would come up. I've tried.
Have you tried to hide this from me?
No. I've mildly tried to find it. Right? Like I've looked the times people
we're watching
bring it up,
this after we're done.
I don't know where you can find it.
Dude,
like it's not anything.
Everywhere.
All right.
Maybe, I guarantee.
Okay. Well, if we can find it, I'll watch it. I want to watch it. Because it's been brought up a lot, especially now.
Dude.
I just haven't seen it, bro. What do you want from me?
You're from Cali. How many...
That doesn't mean... What
how
the
many
fuck?
Obey stickers have you seen? Probably a lot more than I have.
What does that fucking mean?
That's the whole thing of it.
That's an artist called Shepard Fairey who stole that idea from
the
movie.
From this movie, yeah.
Has nothing to do with the movie.
But I would have researched into
what
it.
What is fucking... I mean, I know.
I love Adventures in Babysitting, but They Live is a better movie. But let's change
it, listen,
because you haven't seen it.
You've disappointed me on...
Ever.
I haven't seen movies, so
I have.
You can go suck my
I haven't,
dick.
I haven't watched a lot of shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
The Shining,
motherfucker.
The Shining versus Adventure in Babysitting.
The Shining.
Yeah, that's what I would go with versus this. Listen, whatever movie The Shining
Adventures
was up against,
in Babysitting, one of the first Thor appearances.
Because for those listening, those quotations,
the little girl
wears
a Thor helmet the whole time.
Yeah.
And then they run into that dude who is Vincent D'Onofrio from A Full Metal Jacket.
And a lot of other movies.
But with long blonde hair in this movie. And she thinks he's Thor.
Okay. All right. So she thinks he's Thor.
Well.
But guess what? The intelligence of all these characters, more so than the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, very much so.
All right, Shining. Hey, reference. If I see two fucking twin girls down this hallway, I'm going to freak the fuck out.
No, I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass out.
Yeah, well, I was going with the emotion of the scene. Jeez, man.
If it wasn't PG-13, yeah, she'd be like, I'll freak the fuck out.
Oh, shit. Don't know the Dark Power.
I've never seen the Dark Power.
Definitely know Ferris Bueller's Day Off. All right, so Ferris Bueller's Day Off versus another movie I've never seen.
Yeah. I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Versus this is Jaws. Perfect.
The Revenge.
The Revenge.
Jaws the Revenge is Jaws 3.
I don't know
if I've seen it. It's got Michael Caine in it.
Yeah.
And it's got
Snappy
Mario
guys?
Van Peebles.
Right.
No. Ring any bells? No, all right, damn it. Yeah, it's a hilarious. Hilariosity as Chris Stuckman, another guy who reviews movies on YouTube. Does a review, calls them hilariosities. That's what he calls a movie that's so bad it's good.
Right.
And in that, and Jaws the Revenge, because they keep killing a shark at the end of every one, but for some reason this other shark hates the Brody family so much.
Stephen Brody family?
Well.
Stephen Brody, Stephen family?
Yes.
Jesus.
And
he follows until I die by shark.
And yes. The kid from The Last Starfighters in Jaws the Revenge.
Wow, he got some acting work.
Yes, he did.
Good job, yeah. Alex Rogan. Right?
Yes, it is Alex
Conan,
Rogan.
Yeah, I say things and then, you know, based on your reaction. Anyway, Conan the Destroyer. Is that the second one? Is that a sequel or something?
Conan the Destroyer is the second one. Conan the Barbarian is the first one.
I mean, either way.
Or wait.
Versus Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I'm not sure.
You want
sure.
to look it up? I can look it up.
Wait, which is the first
Conan?
I know which. The Barbarian. God damn it!
Conan the Barbarian came out in 82.
Conan the Destroyer 84.
84.
So this yes, it is the sequel.
But it doesn't matter. Conan 1, Conan 2, Ferris Bueller's Day Off
wins.
I mean,
John Hughes.
Come on, breaking the fourth wall.
It's fucking John Hughes.
You want to talk about fucking Deadpool? You want to talk about Deadpool?
You want me to pull out a comic book that's fucking Ferris Bueller's?
You
want to
pull out a bunch of shit that's from. Rip off poster designs.
I could the whole loners.
And we'll try and name them again. Ferris Bueller for sure.
It's all from the '80s.
UHF versus Rambo 3.
Which is Weird Al Yankovic's movie, and I have seen it. Have you?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's terrible.
You know, seeing it and remembering it. Yeah, well, I mean, I tried revisiting
it. I really wasn't a fan of it when I first saw it.
I liked Weird Al.
Rambo 3, I couldn't tell you what Rambo 3 is about.
Me either.
So skip.
Should we just skip them both?
Both. All right. Fuck them.
Fuck them both. I like that. Hoosiers versus Evil Dead 2.
Have you seen them both?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have too. Evil Dead 2. Hoosiers is
I was into basketball.
Fan. Yeah.
Hey, Major League.
Whatever, James Naismith. Quit raping kids.
I mean, is that that the coach that he was based on or something?
No.
Oh.
James Naismith created basketball. Some guy in Indiana high school.
Yeah, but you like the Lakers and Kobe raped bitches.
I'm all right with that.
Gene
Hackman's awesome, though.
Evil Dead 2.
Evil Dead 2.
I mean, I'm not attached to both of these, but I'm kind of curious to know where they rank up.
Evil Dead 2.
We really need to revisit the Evil Dead series because it's been so long since I've seen it.
Have you seen all three?
No, I've seen them. It's just, it's been a long... I haven't seen them in a long time. All right, we'll go with Evil Dead 2.
Let's do two more.
Oh, Teen Wolf 2. versus a movie I don't know.
Jason Bateman.
It's a boxing movie.
Jason Bateman boxes as a wolf.
Yeah, he's a cousin of... have you seen them both?
Yes, I have. Oh, no, I haven't seen Too Beautiful for You. No one has.
Somebody has. Somebody's angry.
Fuck that.
Gremlins, the OG, which I enjoy that poster
quite a bit. That is an awesome poster, and it also wins because it's
Teen
fucking
Wolf
Gremlins. Yeah, and Gremlins. Teen Wolf 2, it would win against Teen Wolf 1.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
No Your basketball way. Fucking nostalgia.
Oh, Shaky Jeans? Yeah. Shaky Jeans wins hands down.
That movie's terrible.
They're both dog shit, but at least the original was original dog shit, and was basketball.
Gremlins is more original than a werewolf.
I'm not talking about those movies. I'm talking about fucking Teen Wolf 1 and Teen Wolf 2.
Oh, no. I was talking about Gremlins versus...
Gremlins 2?
No, Gremlins 1 versus even...
Teen Wolf 1?
Teen Wolf 1. I say Gremlins wins. Ooh,
that would be... I don't know. That I don't want to think about it right now. That's a tough one for me.
RoboCop versus the original Lethal Weapon?
Oh, original Lethal Weapon.
I say RoboCop.
Oh, you could fuck yourself with your original RoboCop versus the original Lethal Weapon.
I think Lethal Weapon 2 is when Lethal Weapon got good. Lethal Weapon 1 sucks.
You want to talk about a dramatic scene of a guy about to blow his brains out in a trailer?
Yeah, I remember that. It's pretty cool.
No, it's not. It's not pretty cool. It's really fucking intense.
Do you remember another RoboCop movie?
Yeah, but they're all dog shit. They're all basically dog shit. Yeah.
What robot cop?
It's called Wizard of Oz, and he needed fucking oil for his fucking squeaky joints.
That's a tin man. He's not a cop.
I don't know what jobs he got after he got out of Oz, all right? I don't know what his employment thing was.
He actually might have been in, like, a cop
and
in,
he
like,
was
the
way
sequel
better.
With the chick from The Craft when she was a kid.
Hey, there you go. The, Welcome Back to Oz, Return to Oz, The Clock.
Yeah,
I like that one. I want to watch that one. In the rollers, guys?
Yeah, the roller guys creep me out. They had, like, the longer arms. When
dark as shit.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
That bitch
Lethal Weapon.
Changed her head. Are you seriously going with RoboCop over Lethal Weapon?
Yeah, the first Lethal Weapon.
This is weird.
I'm going to lose, but I'm not
I don't know if you're going to lose. I mean, I hope you're going to lose.
I'm not going
to
take that shit.
RoboCop. To break a tie, we go to Rotten Tomatoes.
We take the critics score.
RoboCop, not 2014.
87.
RoboCop.
54?
Whoa!
88. Oh,
88.
Shit.
See, I'm fucking nervous, man.
Oh, shit. 88?
Oh, my God. Do we need to rewatch RoboCop? Is it really better than Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Lethal Weapon. 88 versus...
84!
Yeah,
this
bitch. Is dog shit. Oh my God.
RoboCop in the fucking hizzy.
All right, RoboCop. I enjoy the poster for it's the fucking where he shoots the smiley face in the.
I haven't seen either of them.
I haven't.
I willfully not watched Gandhi because it's fucking 8 hours.
It's not that long.
I know, but it seems like it as a kid.
Ooh. Original Airplane.
This is a fucking tough one.
Love that poster versus Willow. Shit.
This is a fucking rough one.
Yes, I know.
Mad Mardigan versus one of the first fucking slapstick comedies.
It's like definitely not one of the first slapstick comedies.
Really?
Well, slapstick's like Laurel and Hardy. Three Stooges.
I guess I meant modern movie.
Like satire, kind of. It's a remake.
It's a spoof.
Spoof. It's like all this, the not scary. It was a scary movie that was making fun of Scream.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely one of the. Naked Gun, 33 and a third.
Yes.
Hot Shots. Definitely
one
of the first of those.
It was like the original of that shit.
Yeah. For sure.
Willow
versus Willow,
which I haven't seen in a long time, but I loved it as a kid.
I watched it fairly recently.
I fucking loved it as a kid.
Mm,
is it terrible now?
I mean, here's the thing.
The little fucking guys.
Hey, man, again. It holds up. It holds up a little bit less than like a Princess Bride, right? Princess Bride. I mean, it doesn't have as much shit in Princess Bride.
It's not inconceivable.
Yeah. And I mean, definitely. I'm Princess Bride versus Willow. Princess Bride, hands down.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hold up as much as that, which Airplane doesn't need to hold up, but I don't know if the comedy holds up.
It does. I've recently watched Airplane.
I
think I'm going to go Airplane.
I think I might have
like
to.
Willow
I know.
A lot.
I think there's things Willow will beat.
I want to rewatch Willow.
I will let you. I don't know if I want to. I just know it's not that great. But I would like to revisit it at some point. So Airplane. All right. So we're going with the white version of Uncle Buck. The original 1989 version versus a movie that I probably should watch because a lot of people enjoy it, My Dinner with Andre, but I've never seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either, and I've seen a bunch of clips online.
I've seen clips. I mean, it's supposed to be most of the film is them having conversations.
And it's the inconceivable guy.
That's how they're bringing it back. That's, he had a good career in the 80s. So haven't seen that. So Uncle Buck versus Friday on the 13th. Too. Don't I can't accurately say I've
I can't
seen
say.
It.
Yeah,
I may have seen
all
it.
Of them. It's whatever.
Uncle Buck versus
Mommy Dearest.
Dearest.
I have
I've
seen
never
Mommy
seen
Dear.
Mommy Dearest. Oh, sorry, bro. For Your Eyes Only. I've never seen that.
It's
Bond
007
film.
Movie.
Well, at least we're a view. Okay, let's just keep going with more 007 movies that I haven't seen.
We finally hit the roadblock.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom versus Uncle Buck. This
Temple
is,
of Doom.
I enjoy this fucking
Uncle Buck's fun,
dude.
But
out of the Indiana
the
Jones
worst one,
it's not the worst one. The Crystal Skull is the
that
worst.
Doesn't
one.
Exist.
It does exist.
I
and the people
refuse
involved
to.
You can
even
be in denial of as much of your reality
I'm
as you
fine
want,
with
Keith.
That.
But we're. I'm just saying.
No, it doesn't exist.
It's not the worst. I'm saying it's better than you say it is, and you're going with it.
Yeah.
And I still think Uncle Buck. If it was any other, well, if it was two other Indiana Jones movies.
Dude, if it
nah,
was Planes, Trains,
Jones.
And Automobiles
know,
versus
going.
Indiana Jones.
I was trying. It didn't work.
Uncle Buck, come
yeah,
on.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. What's the dude say when he takes the heart out?
Kalima Shakti.
Holy shit. An American Werewolf in London. Versus,
Joe Rogan's favorite movie.
Versus Raiders of the Lost Ark. The very first Indiana Jones flickeroo. For me,
I would
this
say Raiders
easy.
Of the Lost Ark, yeah. Even though American Werewolf in London is fucking fantastic.
For sure. Yeah, respect.
I recently rewatched it. It holds up and it.
Practical effects.
It gives the. This is gonna spill. It definitely gives the whole not showing the fucking. The villain, like, it's perfect in that respect of, like, you don't see a good view of the wolf for most of the movie.
Yeah.
And it's terrifying because it lurks in the shadows. Like, and now everything is like...
10 Cloverfield Lane. You don't really see a lot of... you end up seeing some of it, but...
You have to speculate the whole time.
Or, whoa, what did I do?
I don't know. It was weird.
I think I just went up. All right.
I say Raiders Lost Ark,
for sure. American Werewolf. Right, how many more are we doing?
Last one. Right. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. This one's easy.
Last Crusade.
Popeye versus Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Got all their
let's
moves.
Let's do two more.
Two more.
Two
right.
more. Blue Velvet versus The Untouchables. Now.
I've seen them both.
I haven't seen Untouchables. I don't think I've seen
what?
It. I may have seen
Untouchables?
It.
Untouchables?
Hey, listen,
like
if
the
I
best
have...
fucking...
No,
one of the best fucking cast ever.
Oh, maybe. But that doesn't mean it's... I mean, fucking... Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
If you're just talking about cast...
No, I'd go with
and no movie, the cast of Ocean's 11. I don't even know who's in that, because I'm not entirely sure I've seen it.
Blue Velvet?
Blue Velvet versus... An Englishman Abroad. I've never seen that. Have you seen that? All right. Tango and Cash versus Blue Velvet. For me, Tango and Cash. I've only seen Blue Velvet.
Blue Velvet's one of those movies that you can't really watch more than once.
I'm not a big fan. Who's the director of Blue Velvet? Is it that weird dude?
Thin Mustache.
Oh. John Waters? I respect his art. He does unique shit, but I mean, Tango Cash was a fun fucking movie, man. You want to talk about escaping from somewhere, throwing a belt over a telephone line or an electric line, and fucking ziplining that shit down.
Tango and Cash was good.
You got
Blue Velvet's fucking
you
crazy.
Got,
like,
wait, Sylvester Stallone and
wait,
Kurt Russell.
Is Blue Velvet fucking a John Lynch movie?
That was the guy I was thinking. I think it's John Lynch. Yeah.
Never mind. Yeah.
Either way. Respect his work.
They're
too.
Both kind of crazy.
Don't really.
Guys,
I don't really like many movies by Lynch, but anyway, that doesn't. That's neither here nor there.
Tango
and Cash. All right,
one
so
more.
Last one. Ba 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 ba. Child's Play
versus Throw Mamas
versus
from the Train.
Child's Play. What was Child's Play? Is that the evil doll? What's Child's Play?
I've seen it, but what the fuck is it?
Child's Play.
I know I've IMDb. Seen it.
Child's Play. I know it's like it. It's not Chucky, right? Right.
Yeah, that is Chucky.
Is it Child's Play? Is Chucky?
Yeah, it is. Yep.
Yep. All right. So
the original.
Yeah. Versus.
Throw mom from the train.
Throw mom from the tray. What?
Throw Mom from the Train is a terrible movie.
Oh my! You just hated 80s comedies.
I hated Danny DeVito in the 80s.
Oh, so you suck his dick since he's been on Everything Sunny and fucking the same.
I like
comedy.
Taxi. I like him in. Taxi, I like him in fucking. It's Always Sunny. Yeah. I like him in.
Dude, he's great in this too.
That
this
one with Elijah movie. Wood as a fucking as a kid, like. My brother bear, something bear.
I don't know.
All right,
I don't know.
But yeah,
seriously,
Child's Play? Chucky.
What? Get the fuck out of here!
I had a My Buddy as a kid.
Okay,
and that shit fucking wrecked me.
So you loved being wrecked?
It was fucking scary. Throw Mama from the Train. How many times have you watched Throw Mama from? Fuck that.
A bunch of times.
Ugh,
I've seen it an exponential amount of times more than Child's Play.
I'm willing to go to IMDb or Rotten Tomatoes.
I am too.
I'm curious. Child's Play is going to fucking throttle Throw Mama from the Train.
Jesus Christ. If it does. Child's Play. 68%.
Crushing fucking Throw Mama from the Train.
Probably. People hate comedies too. Throw Mama from the Train. 68
versus 61.
Oh, 68? I thought it was 60.
No.
Are you serious? God damn it! Fuck you and your doll-loving fucking horror movie bullshit. Throw Mama from the Train's way better than that dog shit.
Let's stop this shit.
All right. So that's it. I'm not happy with how that ended at all. But at least we got some more movies ranked from the 80s.
Check the top 20. See if it's changed.
All right. Dun, 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 dun. So, Office Space, Inglourious Basterds, Forrest Gump, Home Alone, Toy Story are the top 5. Star Wars Episode 3 is still there.
Ugh.
Beauty and the Beast is still there.
Neverending
Story
is up. Full Metal Jacket,
Full
E.T.
Metal Jacket. Like it.
Memento. Wizard of Oz. Princess right. Bride. Terminator 2. Boogie Nights. Speed. Ugh. Finding Nemo. Walk the Line. Elf. Blade.
We need some work. Well, we can do more of the different decades. We're going to do an ultimate. We'll do a few different categories next time. We'll split it up. We'll do like, 20 on each, 20 minutes, 30 minutes on each, whatever. 20 minutes probably. We'll do three categories.
We can do a full podcast.
Yeah. So anyway, go check out our top 20 list, flickchart.com/IDP.
If you live near an IMAX 3D place, maybe go see Ghostbusters if you're interested in it.